30-some years ago, a happy accident led me to a writer that has fascinated me ever since. His latest novel has lived up to all my expectations. I'm Jim McKeown, and welcome to Likely Stories, a monthly review of fiction, poetry, nonfiction, and biographies. While searching for a novel with a title I could not quite remember, I stumbled on a book and bought it because, judging by the cover, it sounded interesting. Several decades later, I eagerly await each new novel by Ian McEwan, the Booker Prize-winning author. McEwan's latest novel, Solar, tells the story of physicist Michael Beard, a Nobel laureate who coasts on his past glory and seems only interested in the pleasures his reputation can bring him. Patrice, his fifth wife, has discovered an affair, and Michael experiences severe regret and tries everything to mend his marriage. Michael's life becomes as complicated and tangled as the theories and calculations that made his reputation. McEwan mires his characters in contemporary problems and difficulties. Otherwise intelligent people seem bewildered when faced with moral and ethical choices. When Beard receives a possible solution to the problem of climate change from a deceased colleague, he decides to pursue the idea alone and gathers funding from numerous sources in the U.S. As I approached DFW Airport the other day, I silently hoped for one or two more turns around the airport so I could finish the last 18 pages. McEwan's prose is that good. He plants tiny firecrackers along the way, which later flare up unexpectedly. Finding these seemingly offhand remarks has become a game I relish when reading his work. For example, when Beard takes off from England for a conference near the Arctic Circle to study melting glaciers, he looks out the window of the plane. McEwan writes, "Here was a commonplace sight that would have astounded Newton or Dickens. He was gazing east through a great rim of ginger grime. It could have been detached from an unwashed bathtub and suspended in the air. He was looking past the city, down the bulging, widening Thames, past oil and gas storage tanks toward the brown flatlands of Kent and Essex and the scene of his childhood and the outsized hospital where his mother had died not long after she told him of her secret life, and beyond the open jaw of the tidal estuary in the North Sea, an unwrinkled nursery blue in the February sunshine. Then his gaze rotated southward through a silvery haze over the Weald of Sussex toward the soft lines of the South Downs, whose gentle folds once cradled his raucous first marriage, and the heavy quantum calculations that led 15 years and 2 divorces later to his prize which half-blessed, half-ruined his life." McEwan's lovely prose hides secrets, and as I circled DFW too absorbed to look out the window, the commonplace exploded into a tragicomic ending which left me looking forward to McEwan's next novel. 5 stars. I'm Jim McEwan. Join me again next month for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or comment about this segment, please share your views with us. Feedback is welcome and encouraged. Please go to kwbu.org/comments and let us know.